and joining me here. He is the new head football coach at Manson Northwest Webster, but a name that is familiar to folks in the Manson area. Not new to the area, but new to the position. He's Marty Hart. Coach Hart, good to meet you, and glad you could come by. Thank you for the time.
It's good to meet you, and thank you for having me.
Not a problem at all, not a problem at all. You know, you are a new coach to the position, but you've been around football a long time. For the folks that maybe aren't familiar with you, give us a little bit of your background and kind of how you wound up in this spot here.
I'm a Manson grad. I played football there, and I've been coaching football probably 40-some years now.
Okay.
All the way. I have a youth football team, the Sharks, 18 years there, and I've coached junior college. I've coached indoor football league, semi-pro, 18 years. Always, I think for the last 25 years, I've been waiting for that Manson job, and I finally got it, got the job I've always wanted, and here I am.
Well, congratulations to you for that, too, because I know I actually coached basketball at my alma mater, too, and so I know how that, what that's like, what that means for you. Congratulations on that. And, you know, now the easy part's over and the hard part begins, because here we are in the season and you're replacing a guy that's very well known, Jeff Anlicker, who was there at Manson for a long time and is very well respected in that regard, too. So you'll open up on Friday night. You host Ogden, and I heard that you guys scrimmaged Eagle Grove last night. What was kind of your takeaways of what you guys did well, maybe what you didn't do well last night against Eagle Grove?
I was really surprised how well we came out and played. I mean, I know if we do the little things right, we could be a pretty good team, and it was just a lot of pins and needles waiting to see
what you're going to look like.
Yeah, you know, and overall, like, you know, our offense, we've reinstalled all new phases of the game, from offense, defense, special teams. So it was like, is this going to work? Are the kids going to get it? And last night, all of us coaches, we met, and it was surprising how well things really did fall in place. I mean, there's areas to work on, yeah, but overall, I'd give us a B+.
Okay. You know? Okay. So you were impressed with what you guys look like, and from what I understand, Matt Dillon mentioned earlier for St. Ed, you know, he was there to really to scout Eagle Grove because he's got them, but he's got you later coming up too. So two birds, one stone on the trip.
Yep.
There, and he talked about you guys kind of used a power offense. Is that kind of your MO? Is that something that you guys are going to try to do throughout the year?
Yeah, we installed the power eye. I mean, with the talent we got and the hogs up front, you know, it's not that we're going to just come out and pound, pound, pound. We got a lot of wrinkles. You know, we're going to throw as much as we have to. Our first bread and butter, of course, is going to be to pound it at you, and then we'll hit you on the backside.
Adjust on the other ends from there. You know, the power eye, something, you know, I'm from the Southeast originally, and something I'm very familiar with, the smash mouth style. And, you know, here's the thing. It used to be that's what you saw everywhere in the South at the high school level, you know, but now you see more of the spread deal. So really preparing for what you do is going to be different because people don't see it as much anymore.
Yeah, correct. I'm old school, you know, like I said, 40 years of this, and, you know, I look around and I see all the West Coast, and that's great if you got the talent.
Yeah.
You know, it really is. But Class A, I think we, you know, with our talent, we can line up and we can hit you in the mouth for four quarters and surprise you when we need to.
Let's talk a little bit. You mentioned your offensive line. Talk a little bit about some of the kids on your offensive line there. Looks like that's going to be a strength for you that you're going to ride. Talk about that offense.
Yeah, we got some big boys up front. We got two seniors out of the starting four. Andrew Gross, he goes about 280. Adam Stang, 275. Sean Peters, about 280. We have another tackle. We're kind of trying to find another left tackle, but he averages 250, 260.
Okay.
So for
so
class
A, big. Yeah, across the board for Class A, you're big up front, and that's no doubt. Coach Nick Moser would take that size over here in 4A at Fort Dodge, I think. You know, as far as your skill position players, you're going to be replacing Austin Anlecker, who graduated from last year, threw for 1,000 yards. Talk to me about the quarterback position.
Yeah, we have a junior, you know, he played mainly JV last year. Didn't get a whole lot of reps at the varsity level. Sean Kenyon. So he's coming along. He's doing, you know, he's getting there. It's going to be, you know, no, he didn't get much varsity experience. So, you know, that'll be the big factor. But with our running backs and our lineup front, you know, we can afford to give him more time to develop.
Yeah, you can insulate him a little bit that way. Yeah. Coach Marty Hart, Manson Northwest Webster, first-year head coach, my guest here on the Hy-Vee Fort Dodge Coach's Corner. Now, you talked about your offensive line a little bit and wanting to run the football. Well, you've got a pretty good option to start with to run the football. Braden Joel led Manson Northwest Webster rushing last year over 700 yards. So I know he's a guy that's probably going to be featured in that power offense for you.
Yeah, last night, first play of scrimmage, 70 yards gone, you know, and he's going to set the tempo. I told him even before the beginning of the year, I said, if he doesn't get 1,000 yards, and this is to be honest, if he doesn't get over 1,000 yards, there's something wrong. There's something wrong with him because he's got the ability, he's got the line, and there's no reason he shouldn't just dominate every game.
Yeah, as long as he stays healthy as much as you guys are going to run it, you know, he may be the first running back in history that says, Coach, that's too many carries.
You're probably right. And he's got a heck of a fullback, a Dayton Snell in front of him. This kid will block, you know. He's not afraid to stick his nose up in there. So
sure.
That helps.
And Dayton Snell also, you know, had 34 tackles on the defensive end, was big there. Going to play him both ways this year?
Yep, Dayton will be starting middle linebacker for me. So,
well, Coach Matt Dillon said that, too. We talked about Class A, pretty much your fullback is always going to be your Mike linebacker, too. That's just how that works. Also, you know, you talked about the passing game being a little bit of a like a back burner, but you will throw it. You've got Tate Bianchi coming back. Who led you guys or led the team last year in catches. So you've got some weapons there on the outside, too, if you need to try to loosen things up with the passing game.
Yeah, we do. And the sad part is Jackson Bush, he's a junior. He came back out this year, 6'4", wide receiver. Him and Sean had been working out all summer together, and he took a hit in practice and he may be done for the year. We're not sure yet. So that was a big blow for our passing attack.
Sure.
I mean, anytime you lose a 6'4 receiver. But the other two, three kids have stepped in last night. They made some grabs that were unbelievable. So, you know, that's probably the weakest position so far on our offense is that go-to sure-handed receiver. So.
Right. Of course, you'll kind of insulate some of that, too, with your running game and that kind of thing. Marty Hart is my guest here. He's the head coach at Manson Northwest Webster. Coach, you know, last year Cougar football was 3-6. Looking through some records and saw they haven't had a winning season in about 5 or 6 seasons. So, you know, you want to change that and kind of put your stamp on things in your first year in a position. What do you guys have to do to do that?
Well, when I came in, I met with all my assistants and I developed the process. I sent a letter out to every boy in 9 through 12th grade, you know, introducing myself, talking about the program. Then I contacted kids that maybe hadn't been out the last couple years. And then I talked to the guys that were out, you know, to get them out. Doing those little things, we brought back our team supper. Every Thursday night, it's mandatory that we all eat together and little things like that. And then once you start winning, that, you know, the numbers take care of themselves. We're up around 45 kids, which is about 20 more than they had, or 17 somewhere in there. But so the numbers grew, you know, like we wanted to the first year. Now we got to start winning so we can get those other kids that are on the bubble.
Yeah, and that'll take care of itself once you're winning, the rest of it gets easier.
Yeah,
for sure. What's the expectations this first year?
I told the kids, I said, basically that, you know, I can almost take getting beat by a team with better talent. I can't take it if we just roll over and play dead, you know, and we just give up. If we battle for four quarters and it doesn't come out our way, it's a little easier to swallow. Realistically, if we're not over 500, it'll be a disappointment for me. You know, it's we only got seven games. I look at us and I said, you know, I'm looking 5-2, or, you know, 4-3 at the worst. So, you know, you got to set something up, you know, to make them reach for it.
Yeah. You have to have goals for sure. And, of course, you know, those expectations can change. Football being a war of attrition, you know, and you want to, whatever you have to do, you know, say a prayer or whatever you have to do to try to stay healthy, it certainly is important for you. But it seems like you have some pieces to work with, you know, and, you know, I know that. For you, you're going to eat, breathe, and sleep this job because you've been working to get this job for 20 years.
Like,
this doesn't go lightly for you, and you know that this is this opportunity is here now, and that's it. And you got to make the most out of it.
It is. It's once, like we talked about earlier, it's a once in a lifetime shot. You know, my wife and all my assistants think I'm crazy because little things set me off, and I got so much going on that. I want to get this right, not for myself, but for the community. They've all just come out, and for the kids, mostly.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm dotting every cent, crossing every T. And
that's the thing, you know, because I've been in a similar position. When you're in that position of looking to get that job, you develop a vision for it a little bit more so than you do when you go somewhere new, you know, because you've been there, you've seen, okay, this is the trend, this is what's going on, you know, oh, so-and-so, his little brother can play and he'll be coming up, and you know all those things that you otherwise don't know when you go to a new place. So that kind of changes that dynamic too, and I've been there too. It's special. I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now, Friday night when you take the field for your first game in that position is going to be a special feeling. My first game in that same position as a basketball coach was a home game, and it was I've been in bigger games, but I've never been more nervous in my life because it's the first time you're the bright lights and you're in that position in your hometown. It makes a difference, certainly, but Coach Marty Hart, Manson, Northwest Webster Football. Really nice meeting you, and I've really enjoyed this conversation. And open invite, I'd love to have you back each and every Saturday and talk Cougar football. You guys, obviously, you know, you have some pieces to work with, and you're right here in our area. So you're certainly something that folks are interested in, and I'm interested in covering some Manson, Northwest Webster football every week. So you have a standing invite, and I'll be in contact with you this week.
I really appreciate, you know, meeting you, first of all, and what you do for sports in this area. And
well, I appreciate that.
And including me and our program is fantastic. And I'll be back.
Absolutely. There you go. Coach Marty Hart, Manson, Northwest Webster.